for tape, CDs, DVDs, to our publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the 2006 Memorial Day weekend teaching and deliverance camp meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. This is the Sunday afternoon 1:15 Ladies Deliverance Service, May the 28th, 2006. Carla Bittard is the speaker of this service, teaching on An Evil Heart of Unbelief. This is now the conclusion of this message from Part A.
For me, I give you my life, totally. So present your body. That's what it says we should do. Present your body a living sacrifice. Holy and acceptable. That's how he sees you. We don't feel it. I can't yet pray that without saying, because you live in it. It's not holy other than you live in it. Because it's not without him.
Right.
He's the only thing that makes it holy. He says, be ye holy. Don't make your, you know, you can't make yourself holy. He makes you holy. Now be holy. The only way you can do that is to let him be holy in you. And the other thing I do every day is I pray the 12 gifts. Lord, this day, the word of wisdom, the word of knowledge, faith, the gift of healing, the working of miracles, tongues, interpretation of tongues, prophecy, and the discerning of spirits. When if that's needed, if she needs a word of knowledge, Lord, use me. If this one needs healing, Lord, we are his hands. We are his mouth. And his feet. We're his body. He's the head. Boy, don't you know? Can you imagine being a paraplegic? All the thoughts that you would have of the things that you want to do and would do if your body would cooperate. Do you know how frustrating that would be? But we have to believe it and do it. And sometimes I didn't even believe it. I just did it. And then he did it. Because it says the just shall live by faith. The just shall live by faith. The just shall live by faith. It says it three times. One more time in the Old Testament. The just shall live by his faith. His. If you don't have it, grab his. Like who said, Jesus, would you get that for me? Jesus, would you get that for me? That was good. I'm going to remember that one. Belief. That's what is going to motivate us. But because we do believe, we know that Jesus heals. We know that he is the deliverer. And when we see somebody as Jesus is, and Jesus is in you, so you're moved with compassion, offer it. It's scary, scary, scary the first time. Each time you do it, it gets a little bit easier and a little bit easier just to yield and let him use your body to do what he wants to do. It's like back to the jumper cables. So we need the evil spirit. Is that what it said? The evil heart of unbelief. That needs to go. The lying spirit needs to go. Fear needs to go. Intimidation needs to go. Feeling inadequate, unworthy, not holy enough, not good enough, not righteous. And being a respecter of persons. I started to say this the other day and I didn't finish, but you know, in the past we have had the big person who did it. And we would all go to their campaigns. I never knew who that Kuhlman lady was. What was her name?
Catherine
Kuhlman. I think she did come on late TV at our house, and sometimes we would watch that. Because I was real interested. I didn't understand it, but I didn't ridicule it. Because I knew God was God, and Jesus was real, and so was the Word, but I just didn't understand it. It was intriguing to me. She was
Far out.
Far out, man. I should be so far out.
Yeah.
I want to be far out for the Lord.
Amen. She worried me when she did those long red fingernails.
I don't remember the fingernails.
Yeah, she was very...
She should be living now. She could just go get them.
Yeah.
I'm sure hers were real.
I was Baptist, and I was like you. I knew God was God, but I didn't know about her.
Mm-hmm.
And when she would, do like this, it didn't look...
Holy?
Yeah. Well,
religious?
Well...
Righteous Baptist?
I don't want to say which, but yeah, I thought, is she real? You know,
yeah, I understand. Yeah. I understand.
Yeah.
Only women that were... prostitutes or something.
Usually. Mm-hmm. Usually.
She would fan them very dramatically.
Well, she was dramatic now.
Yeah, dramatic.
She was very dramatic, but she was a powerful woman of God. And even with her peculiarities,
yeah.
We all have them.
Yeah.
We all have our peculiarities.
Yeah.
But where was I going with that? Oh, the big name.
Mm-hmm.
It's... I've told this before, but I prayed for this man in the parking lot of Kmart one time. His knees were bothering him, and the just do it was there. Just do it. So I said, well, would you allow me to pray for you? So I followed him out to his truck because I didn't want to do it in there because people would look. So I thought I was going to get in a private place, So I pulled up. His truck was right there, so he sat on his seat, and there was a big truck next to us, and here comes a lady with two baskets full of stuff. So the whole time I was praying, she was unloading groceries. So I probably would have had more privacy in a store where nobody would even notice. I'm trying to get away from the crowd, and here comes the one lady. She's right there. And it was... But, I did it. And he got his, I was praying for his knees, but I always added, and Lord, you know what? We don't know what else is in his body. He knows about his knees, but we don't know what else is in his body. So I said, Lord, whatever else is in his body, I just ask, let your resurrected blood flow through his body and touch every. So this was right before Christmas, and he called me Christmas Eve, and he had gone to the doctor. His knees were healed, but he also didn't tell me that he had leukemia. See, forget the leukemia. It's fatal. But my knees are hurting. He didn't tell me about the leukemia. So I'm careful to say, and Lord, anything else? If there's anything else in there. But anyway, he called me and told me that he had been to his doctor, and he had had leukemia years ago, but he was relapsing. And the white blood cell counts or the whatever was abnormal, way too high or way too low, I don't know which, but anyway, went to the doctor, and she just was blown away. She just, what happened to you? I mean, they're above normal. And that was just, whoa, the greatest Christmas gift I could have ever gotten. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lord, that I didn't shy away from praying for his knees. What could we do for the people that are sitting in our churches dying? And we're sitting there with Jesus. And yeah, he can do it sovereignly. I'm going to start praying before every meeting. Lord, just do it sovereignly. The word says, while he was teaching, the power to heal was there.
Mm-hmm.
So just, grab it if you need it. But when you hear something that sparks your faith, take it right then. But don't hesitate. Because the church needs it. The world, we're not having an effect on the world because we look just like the world. We got all the same problems, all the same sicknesses, as much divorce, as much suicide, as much everything. We look exactly like the world. Ought not be, brethren. So the things we want to do is to believe and, of course, get in the Word every day. I don't care if you only have enough time to read one chapter. We're all way too busy. Way too busy. Read the Word every day. And then do the Word. And read the Word to yourself out loud. Because faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word. Of God. Of God. Of God. Of God. Of God. God's Word. Not my Word. Not anybody else's Word. But God's Word. So read it out loud to yourself so you hear it. And then as you hear it, you know, you may not believe it right away. That's how it was when I really got saved. I prayed a real, faithful-filled prayer. Lord, my brother told me. And I just don't see how it's possible. But if it is, I need you to. And he did. He did. Not the first day. 4 months later. But I kept knocking and kept knocking. Listen, this guy that's in my house right now from Nigeria, he talked the other night about how easy we give up. We give up. We pray. It doesn't happen. So next week we have surgery. We give up. We give up. He said, do you know what his name is? The Ancient of Days. He's in the back room of the church. You're knocking on the front. He's coming. I just loved that. I just loved that. He's coming. He's on his way. You're knocking and you're knocking, and he gets halfway there, and y'all turn around and leave. He gets to the door. There's nobody there. You didn't wait long enough, he said. I just loved that. I just loved it. I have to give him credit for that. The Ancient of Days. He's coming. He's not always really fast.
He's never early, but he's never late.
I just loved that. The Ancient of Days. And he's from Nigeria, so he's really black, and all you see is his eyes and his teeth. The Ancient of Days. It was just hilarious. He's so precious. He really has been a blessing in my house. A blessing. He is a praying man now. And I want to really up my prayer life. I mean, I pray without ceasing. I pray going down the road, praying in the grocery store, praying all the time. But you know, there's prayer, and then there's fervent prayer. So pray. That's another one. Pray. Pray believing.
Yes.
And start speaking to your situation. Raise up your rod of authority and start coming against your problems. And while I'm at it, it's almost three. But I want to pray. But I really wish I'd have said this the other day when all the women were here. But you know, hurricane season is upon us. We have dominion. If Jesus stilled the storm, he's not going to work against his own Father's thing. The weather can be, he's the prince of the power of the air.
We've done it works. Coming home, there's tornadoes all over
right.
us. There was hardly rain on our windshield.
That's right.
We got home, and the wind was blowing 60 miles an hour, and the lights were out.
That's right. That's right. Just do it.
Yeah.
Just do it. Before it ever gets there. I used to pray the angels of protection. Now I go to my porch and I say, I take dominion over that storm that's headed this way. I forbid hail in the name of Jesus. I bind damaging lightning. I bind damaging winds. I bind flooding in the name of Jesus. I bind tornadic activity. Hey, and then I go in the house and do what I need to do. And I'm not fearful. I'm not fearful of the storm. But we use it. Begin to do it.
Crosswalk last year where you came and they had bands and stuff. It was a terribly, terribly hot day. And you could see the storm coming up.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't get anybody to go with me, but I went out there by myself and I said, you park and you leave.
Mm-hmm.
And you could just see it. It just started parking.
In the name of Jesus. Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
All right.
Yes.
Amen.
And everybody's standing there watching it.
It just parted.
It parted.
Hallelujah.
The storm on both sides of it, but it just rained through there and it went on.
So when these hurricanes, even before they form, take dominion over the waters, take dominion over the air, and forbid those things. And because I believe because they all come off the coast of Africa, that it's results of witchcraft curses on the water from witchcraft in Africa. And there's more to that, but I don't have time. But we're going to pray right now over this evil heart of unbelief and the lying spirit and the spirit of fear and intimidation. What were the others that were mentioned? Let me jot them down so I don't forget any. Y'all just tell them out. Unbelief.
unbelief, and then here, unbelief is called disobedience.
Fear, rebellion.
Did doubt go with unbelief?
Yes, thank you. Doubt. We want doubt. Say it.
Lying.
Yeah, lying spirit. Any others?
I guess rebellion, stubbornness.
Yeah, we got that. Rebellion, disobedience. Faith. I want to release faith.
Manipulation.
Well, yeah, all of that's in there. But having to do with just not doing it. And entering into his rest, I want to release that. Boldness, holy boldness, we all need that. The spirit of power and might. I'm going to release that. Yeah, fear of man. Fear of man, fear of failure. Yeah. Okay, let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your word once again. We thank you for all the examples that you've given us in your word. That, Lord, your word is powerful and it's true. So right now, let's pray a prayer of repentance first. Father, we ask you to forgive us.
We ask you to forgive us.
For not truly believing your word.
For not truly believing your word.
To the point that we do it. So I ask you to forgive me. And I ask that you would empower me. And Lord, that you begin to tap me on the shoulder.
Every time I'm in a situation
that could be changed by being obedient to your word. Okay, right now in the name of Jesus, I take authority over the spirit of fear. Right now, in Jesus' name, I bind you and I command you to leave God's people. The spirit of fear. Fear of believing, fear of trying, fear of being obedient, fear of doing it. In the name of Jesus, every spirit of fear, go. For it is written that we have not been given the spirit of fear, but of power and love and a sound mind. In the name of Jesus, I release courage. I release boldness in the name of Jesus. I release truth in the people. I come against the lying spirit. I speak to that lying spirit that stands between God and the person and tells them, that stands between Satan and the person, that speaks to them and says, don't do it. Don't even try. You're going to make a fool of yourself. It's not going to work. What are you going to do if they die anyway? What if they don't get healed? What if, what if, what if? We come against the spirit of what if.
Yes.
Just shut up, you lying spirit. I command you to shut up. I deafen the ears to the people, to your voice, right now, in Jesus' name, now and forevermore. And I release the spirit of truth.
Yes.
The spirit of truth. I bind the spirit of deception. I bind the spirit of blindness, deafness, dumbness in Jesus' name. The evil heart of unbelief, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. I command you to obey the truth of God's word right now in Jesus' name. Say, I will obey the word of God.
I will obey the word.
Lord, I will obey you.
Lord, I will obey you.
When you speak, I will obey.
When you speak, I will obey.
In the name of Jesus,
you
evil heart of unbelief, I command you to go. Doubt, I bind you right now. All doubt. Doubt, doubt. Doubt, the brother of unbelief. Doubt and unbelief, both of you. I command you to go. Loose one another. Doubt, you loose unbelief. And unbelief, you loose doubt. Go in Jesus' name. Both of you out in the name of Jesus. The spirit of rebellion, knowing that you should do it, but just rebelling against it. I speak to that spirit of rebellion right now in Jesus' name. Go in Jesus' name. Fear of rejection, fear of failure, fear of man, go in the name of Jesus. All fear spirits, go in the name of Jesus. No fear. No fear. Fear is the opposite of faith. In the name of Jesus, I tell you, all spirits of fear to go. And now, Lord, I release the spirit of truth, the spirit of, I release holy boldness on your people. Lord, I just ask that you would set every one of us on fire, that the next time you lay it on our heart, that we will do it when we are moved with compassion. Lord, you speak to us. You give us the unction. You show us the ones that you want us to pray for.
Yes, Lord.
And Lord, we won't put restrictions on you or your gift. You didn't have requirements on people. You just healed them. They glorified you afterwards. Don't require them to glorify Jesus before you pray for them. He just healed them. He just delivered them, and they glorified God. They didn't even really glorify Jesus. They glorified God. They went walking and leaping and praising God. They knew who it was from, even through Jesus. And Lord, I ask that you would teach us how to enter into your rest. That's going to come as we trust you, as we believe you, and as we begin to obey you. We will enter into your rest because you're the one who does the work. We don't have to do the work. And I release power and might, the spirit of power and might on every one of us in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord, for this camp. We thank you for the mighty anointing that has come forth in this camp, Lord. We thank you. It was different. We feel it. We see it. We know it. And we are excited, Lord. We can't wait to begin to walk in your kingdom and become your kingdom so that you can come and be king over it on the earth. Not only from heaven, but on the earth. You are the king of it. But let us form the kingdom so that you can be the king of it. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.